Okay, Simin Shin Zayin, Sif Tezvov, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudches. I think everybody's here for Yudches, Lishon Menashe, I understood. That's the big attraction today. First we started already yesterday, the Etimalach of Shtar Yedietz. Shtar Yedietz, Mr. Brewer brings down, sounds like he's being choishish for both of the Shitas, Machlekes Yishrein, and what the reason why Shtar Yedietz is a disaster. Is it because Mimtzei Chavatecha, or is it because Gzirah Shem Yimchik? He might come to cross out things, or Yimchik, even if it's not erased, cross things out. Now, this applies to Shtar Yedietz Mamish. Shtar Yedietz Mamish is what they were going on, which is bills and other things that have to do with Cheshbonos of business and things like that. Those are Asr, those are Shtar Yedietz Be'etzem. Choyvois, Cheshbonos. Then there's things that are Asr because Atu Shtar Yedietz. Igrei Shal Shalim, says Mr. Brewer, is Asr, the Michlev Shtar Yedietz. Ksav Shetachasa, Ksav Shetachasa, that's Siftas Vav also. Koisel Oivil and Shesh Baitzuris Chayes Mishunais, Oidiokinai Shabani Adam, Shamaisim, Kazim Mahomes David Galias, Koisvin Zu Tsuras Plani, Zed Yukon Plani, Asr Likas Rebbe Shabbos. If you have pictures, big pictures on the wall, the Chayra Pashas, it should be any pictures that you have in the newspaper, and we'll see, maybe it's not so simple, in books, and it has a caption underneath it explaining what's going on, it's Asr to read those captions. What's the reason why it's Asr to read those captions? Says Mishnah Brura, Shem Yikra Gzeira, Shem Yikra Shtar Yedietz. They, in and of themselves, are not Shtar Yedietz, but it comes to bring you to read Shtar Yedietz. Now, how about the actual looking at the picture itself? That Mashmoyis is not a problem. It's only reading underneath it, but the picture itself, even though there are those that seem to say, Magan Ramas would do it like that, that the picture itself would be a problem, but most of the place would go that the picture itself is not a problem. Even during the week also, Gemara used to also talk with the Duke knows, and the Berlacha says that many Rishonim understand that that's dafka, something which is when you get to Avodah Zarah, something which is not a picture of Avodah Zarah, is not a problem to look at. And if it's not istaklus, it's just a Riya Ba'alma, then according to everybody, it's mutter, even those that hold that not Avodah Zarah is our Aser. If it's only if it's not istaklus, that would be mutter also. Visiting. So there might be a problem walking inside the church and the mosque in the first place. But on the outside and looking at the paintings and the things like that, passing by. No, so is that considered a picture? Is that Avodah Zarah? You can read. Like Gora, it's made for Avodah Zarah. That's considered a mosque, is maybe not Avodah Zarah. Churches, maybe, yeah.
That's with captions?
This is even without captions. This is referring to the pictures themselves. The Pashta says that the Isser that's mentioned over here in the Shulchan Aruch is out the captions. Out the Shtar Yedietz. Out the picture itself, the Pashta says, as long as it's not for Avodah Zarah, then the Pashta says, Machlokes Rishonim, seems out the Bir Halacha, the Halacha is going. As long as it's not for Avodah Zarah, then Me'ikra, then it's Mutter, those that are Machmer. But no one's Machmer if it's not a Stak. Now, since that these are the two Isurim of Zeru Atur Shtar Yedietz, Shtar Yedietz are because of Mitzecha Vatzecha or Shem Yimchoik. So if you get rid of those two Taimim, then we're not going to have that Zeru. For example, if it's a shamish that's calling people to first do this mitzvah, he's a shamish, he doesn't have the recht to be moichik. He's not the balabais. And it's for this mitzvah, it's not chavatecho, then it's mutter, that was the Mishnah Brura yesterday. So if you could get rid of those two taimim, then lechor b'pashas, you're fine. Also, igrish shalom and things like that, that if you don't know what it says inside, it's considered a tzurich, then they weren't geyser al-shtar yedietz. That means the letter that you read already yesterday is a problem. Today's letter that came today is not a problem because you don't know what it says inside. And therefore, it's going to be mutter. Therefore, the many poskim say, there's no problem to read signs, street signs and things like that if you have to know where you're going. Addresses and other things, even in the telephone book and other things, that's not a problem of Shari Yedietz because that's considered a tzurich and therefore it's not a problem. Now, how far does this go? So, Mr. Brewer, they bring down L'inyan Kriyas Zeitungen, which is the newspapers, Mishnah Brewer brings down. Now, Mishnah Brewer brings down a machlekes, the Shmos Yaakov says is meikul, and many answer because it has Yediyim Inyoni Masu Matan. Now, what's the reason why the Shmos Yaakov matters it? Because there might be news in there that you're interested in. A tzurich. Some people say, Bismaneinu, that's not again. Because anything which is important, you certainly found out. You didn't wait for the newspaper to find out that there was an air raid siren last night. Anything that is really important nowadays, you're going to find out not through the newspaper, and therefore, many say that it doesn't have the heter b'chlal. In other words, the heter is the heter of tzurich, and some say it's not a heter, you don't have that heter b'zmani. Now we have in Sifta Zayin Lachar something which is b'chlal nakashur to Shtar Yedioites. Sifta Zayin talks about reading novels and books and things like that that are usher even b'chol. Melitus and Meshom Shasichel Schum and Dimir Chishek. The usher lekis ben Meshabes va'af b'chol usher Meshom Meshav Leitzim. That's not specifically because of Shtar Yedioites, and Lachar you have to. For whatever reason, even if you have a heter that it's not a problem with Shtar Yedioites, you're still going to have to get out of the Isser, which is Negeata during the weekday. The same thing applies to Koshkein, Ahoylach, Latartiyos, Vikarkisiyos, Heminishchoik, which is Lachar, baseball games, basketball games, and things like that. Now, that being the case, we have to understand two things. First of all, how's everybody busy reading novels, Mishpacha, and Bina magazine on Shabbos? And second of all, how are people going? How did we grow up, myself included, going to baseball games and the like? L'chura, both of these are before Shadat Asr. And L'chura, no way out. So, it's not so simple. And the truth is that in Sifyut Zion already, it says that there's Asr Lomad B'Shabbos, even the Mechaber says to me, brings out a Machlaik, it's Asr Lomad B'Shabbos, Yom Tov Zulas B'Divri Terim, V'Afilu B'Sifri Chochem is Asr, V'Yesh Mishamater. Some people say that Divri Chochem is Mutter. And even though this the stam yeshem, that means the mechaber passes the stam that is aser. However, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings out that the minig is like the mekilim, that if it's different chokhmah, then it's mutter. So that means chokhmah, anything which you could include in the gather of chokhmah, would be considered reading through a math book also, would be mutter on Shabbos. That is not nichlal in the gather of shtar yedioites, and therefore would be mutter. So if any things, if you're reading the family first, because they have interesting tips as to how to better your Shalom Bayis, so then maybe you could, does it have to be one of the Sheva Chochmois? But something which is considered, could be that would be okay. Now that's not going to help you for the rest of the Mishpacha, that also has an advertisement, also Masa Masa, and that's the her straight up Shtar Yedioites, and all the cereals that have, they're not true, and maybe they are true, based on true stories and facts, and you have to know how far to go. Even the ones that are supposedly true, you have to know how true they are. And therefore, Lachar, you're not going to have a heter for that. So, Rabbi Yashiv, actually, we mentioned the heter yesterday in Rabbi Yashiv, when he gave the story of Yotis, that the Shmir Shabbos Kalsa brings down, that Bizmaneinu, it's not the derech to be moichik. You don't make exact amount of portions, and therefore not chayish you're going to come to be moichik, and al zeh shash you don't have to worry about coming to be moichik. So, be a shamish. It's not the Baal HaBayis. There's no problem. It's for Sudas Mitzvah, or was it Sudas Shabbos? Mitzvah. Then you don't have Chavatzecha, and you don't have the problem of Shem Yimchik. Now, Rabbi Yashiv goes further to say another two big kulos when it gets to Shtar Yedioites. One of them is that anything which is printed, and there's no chashash that you're going to come to be meichik. There's no reason that you should be coming to meichik. It's bad sam, that's the case of shamish. There's no tzad you're going to be meichik. You're reading a book. You're reading something which is, there's no reason for you to be meichik. Then wouldn't it apply? It's not like it's a certain amount of portions that maybe you have enough. Maybe you don't have anything. You don't have any chashash. Then that takana doesn't apply. What? Oh, so you have to know Bechlal. The Chor that Rabbi Yashiv was going, Savisai was going now like that. He says, Bizmaneinu, that's not the case. So then, if you wanted to tie into the Chor, according to Mishnah Berurah and Hanami, would be possibly a problem. Rabbi Yashiv further says that the Minhag HaOlam B'negiat Shtar Yedioites is, Al Tzmitzecha V'tzecha, is like the Magen Avraham. The Sharatin actually brings down this Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Aleph. The Magen Avraham says in Sifkot and Shin Aleph, Sifkot and Dalet, Ramah says, Bachurim that like it, that enjoy jumping up and running, they're allowed to do that. And also to see anything that they're masanik. What does that mean to see? Mishabur says that means you're allowed to run to see something that you're masanik. But it doesn't matter, something which is usher to see, it doesn't matter if you have a tiny. The Magen Avraham is not that way. Magen Avraham says in Sifkat and Dalin, Pirish, Avapisha Asr Liris Duke Nois, Meshkasa Simon Shin Zain, Sif Tezvav. Mikol Mokin and Maria, Oiniglai, Mutter Liris. If there anything is put, then it's Mutter.
Now, the Sharatin brings this down in Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Katan Zain, and he says
that Maimon Mordechai and the Chaman Moish already madcha the pshat of the Magen Avraham, and the Prima Gadon is nidcha kli Yashmai. Lamaisa, the Prima Gadon does go like him. Marsham Kumdumani also goes like the Magen Avraham. There's Kama that go like the Magen Avraham. And the minig is to be makel like the Magen Avraham, that if it's for a tainig, then there's no iser of Chavasecha. Which right there, you just took care of 98% of the issues. Additionally, says Rabbi Yashiv, Alpi Ashari Ephraim, that the whole iser gzira otu shtari deitis is dafkev when it's a shtar. When it's a sefer in a book, it's not similar to shtari deitis b'chlal. It's not daimet b'chlal when it's a book. Therefore, you have no gzira. That which the Mechaber Lachar is talking about, that he says sefer Muhammad and these things, that wasn't lav dafkev talking about shtari deitis. That was talking about things that are also to read b'chlal. But also shtari deitis, it's not a problem that's in a sefer. The Mela novels, if you enjoy it, and Mishpacha magazine, if you enjoy it, the reason why you're doing it is because this is your relaxation, and Lachur, even the recipes that are there, if you're doing it for enjoyment and for, you're not, then these things would be mutter to read on Shabbos Atzeh. Now let us just get clear that this is not Mishnas Chasidim, that Mishnah says before is, right? Even the things that we are makel on, however, all these things are, Mishnah says, Yorei Shemayim should not be semich on these kulos. And therefore, he says with regard to the Sifri Yodayin, even Sifri Chochmoy, he says it's going to get to where we have a heter, and it's, everything else is not going to be better than what we have a heter straight up for. Nevertheless, he says, Yorei Shemayim, Roi Lachmar Mazeh. You want to know, is there what to be, should it be Meichen, your wife is reading the Mishpacha, and this is what she enjoys at the time? No. That's the minute to be same to go like the Magen Avraham. However, should a younger man be sitting and reading Mishpacha? No, he shouldn't be reading Mishpacha on Shabbos. He should be reading, sitting and reading newspaper. If you want to know if he's in a Mokim where he's not able to read, to learn. That's one thing to talk about. But again, to Bechlal, to be same on this, that's the Chura, a Yorei Shemayim. Now, the captions in the book, like Dorcha Shabbat speaks out, and Kama Vakama Paisin speak this out, that it's not loy gora from the book itself. It's only Usr, Usr Shtari Adyotis. But if you tell me that the actual book is Mutr Vakal Shtari Adyotis, this is only a chilik of the book, then it's for sure going to be Mutr also. So if you can matter the. Yes, if you can matter it, then you can matter that also. Whatever you're going to matter, you're going to matter that also. There are those that say Bechlal, the whole thing of captions, is only if you don't know what's going on. You have no idea. This is David, this is Goliath. I have no idea what it is. It tells you what it is. But if you know what it is, then it's not a problem. They also say that if it's just a name, then it's also not a problem. It doesn't say, Morin Admor mi Stefanish, that he's lighting the Hanukkah licht. It just says, Morin Admor Shli. Morin Rosh Yeshiva. Whatever it says. Then that's just a shame Ba'alma that is Meduik in the Magen Avraham. It's not a problem. Also, Mishnah Berurah Pashtus. That's with regard to that. Is there a heter? There's certainly a heter, either because it's a book, is that because this is what's tainig, I'll be the Magen Avraham. Does the Mishnah Berurah go with this? The Mishnah Berurah does not go with this. You want to know how does the Mishnah Berurah balance? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't have any of these clues. He's matzah Magen Avraham there, he's not makel over here. However, the minhag ha'olam is, I'll be this Magen Avraham, I'll be other things to be makel. Now with going to, just to end with this, going to stadiums. What's the story? Going to a baseball game? What's the shot? Furish over here that it's Usher, and Lachar, many of us, say all of us, many of us grew up going to baseball games and basketball games and everything else. What's the deal? So I was speaking to Talmud Chacham Echad, and he says, what's the reason why it's Asr? He says, the reason why it's Asr is because of Moshe Vleitzim, as the Maran of Eidazar says, it's Asr as Moshe Vleitzim. Now what's the Isr of Moshe Vleitzim? So when I get to there's a Marshon, Kufta Zayin, I get to Shtar Yedutis, and he talks about it, this Indian of Moshe Vleitzim, and he says that Moshe Vleitzim, the problem Moshe Vleitzim is not just the Biddle Torah of, but it's that of the actual time that you're doing it. If you need a break, you need a break. But it's Moshech. It's Moshech you to other things. And many people find you get involved in certain things. You're reading the Harry Potter book, and in the middle, right next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and that went your first Seder the next day. And when the next book comes out, and what's going on, you're Moshech, and it's Mevaton, it brings the Biddle Torah, it brings the more Biddle Torah. It's not just you have a basketball game and then it's finished. As opposed to your own basketball game. That's your timeout, you needed to do that, that's the Seder. The problem is when you're doing something and it's Moshech and brings you and it brings the Biddle Torah and it brings. That's where the issue is. So, now the same thing theoretically could apply to basketball games. You have season tickets, you want to go to every game, but Hulu and it brings you to more. But the question is, what are we up against? If we're not going to let them to do this, so then what are they going to do? And that's going to bring them to do other things. If they're going to be spending time surfing the web, surfing the net, then
instead of playing, then depending on what, depending on what they're going to be doing. The whole part is that we don't want people to get nimshach. The whole iser of Moshe Vleitim is we don't want people to get nimshach into something which is going to take them away from Torah. So the heter is built into that iser. That if we're not going to allow them to do this, then they're going to be nimshach to other things which are much worse. And therefore, they allow them to do this. What's going to, what happens on Chol HaMoed? 5 days off, the parents are going to work and the kids are home for 5 days. If you're not going to give them Six Flags, you're not going to give them the Barley Bailey Circus and whatever it is, then who knows what it is, that where else they're going to go. So all the novels that are printed nowadays, or what has to do you have for that? Because if they're not going to be reading this, they're going to be reading something else, which is much worse. And we're trying to take the Isser of Moshe Vleitzim and modify it, but to use it in the proper way, that it shouldn't come to Moshe Vleitzim Be'etzim. That shouldn't come to be Moshech to other things. Therefore, you want to know, should you be sitting and buying season tickets? No, that's not what we're saying. Where the question is A or B, the chiyuv of not getting nimshach into Moshe Vleitzim says you should do this instead of doing that. Tells you to do this instead of doing that. And therefore, that's how people grew up, especially in America, where people have a lot of time on their hands, and the work day is like yesterday was Memorial Day, right? You have off Friday, and you have off Shabbos, and you have Sunday, you have off Monday. You have like people are off. They work 4 or 5 days a week, and they're off, and they work only 8 hours. There are people that work from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. I'm not saying, but many, many people, they work only 8 hours. They have a lot of time on their hands. What's going on? People have a lot of time. It shouldn't bring to worse things. And therefore, as the Moshe Vleitzim, we don't want to come to the ultimate Moshe Vleitzim, and therefore they allow them to go to kosher Moshe Vleitzim, which shouldn't be Moshe the same way.